Numbers fast, so as far as possible, you go ahead your numbers. So what I am all trying me from you and from you to all your friends and relatives and friends. This centenary celebration of Param Pooja Gurudev is a centenary celebration, but something more is there. Just as in physics, in science, the Einstein's existence greatly gave a fundamental change in consciousness, matter jumping into energy. They are all scientists, all were developing in their own way, and what Einstein has utilized is also because of few hundred scientists who had given him the real important links so that matter and energy can be linked. So in the same way, with all the rishis and what we'll call acharyas, gurus, many religions like the Jain, the Buddha, the Christianity, so many things. All these have proved, of course, through Param Pooja Gurudev. Well, if it was not because of by Param Pooja Gurudev, someone else would have done it. Just as if Einstein could not have given the energy jump of matter, well, some other scientist would have done it. So let us not worry about a personality. What I am telling by Param Pooja Gurudev is, for the first time a human being can think about evolution. That is the real meaning of religionity. We think of so many religions, so many gods and goddesses. Well, different people have given so many religions. But the first time in spiritualism, we are now understand the evolution which is imparted. Unfortunately, when we are talking about evolution, even when if you are talking of any gods, we never think about evolution. Even when we are doing religions, many people think about probably a complete mukti, freedom. The most important thing of many sadhakas, especially in Indian sadhakas or rishis, their greatest is to become mukti. They are not worried about the earth, nor about the humans in planet earth, or they are interested maybe in anyone else. The only thing and the only goal that was important for mukti is to become liberation. Well, then what? The question is, all of us, those who wanted to go for liberation, they are liberated. Then what to do? What is the term they are doing? After becoming the liberation, the mukti, then what? And for all our religion aspects, we generally think that, well, if you are liberated, it is over, it is finished. So for all our Hindus or real spiritual people, the important thing was liberation, mukti. But what I am trying all of us is, well, there are so many people who have liberated. Then what? What happened to them? Because the most important thing about those people who have obtained freedom, well, they get probably by doing aradhana, sadhana for Sri Krishna. Well, he said that wherever yada yada hi dharmasya agla nirbhavati bharata, wherever the dharma is never developing, the dharma is gone, then Krishna has given a promise that he will come again and again and again. And now those who were with Krishna and who went to the level of liberation, mukti, well, when Krishna is coming back again, what do they do? That is the question which we will have to think about it. If Krishna himself says that he has to come back and back and back and back, and it is a promise that he will come on and on and on, even after crores of years, not only in this Kali Yuga or in this Vapara Yuga or in any Treta Yuga or Yuni Yuga, he has a promise that whenever these things have been gone, people have come down to the physical life. That is what the Danavas or Asuras, they are all very great people. The only thing is, they were not interested of something else, but they are only thinking about the physical world. Well, when such people come, it seems the Sri Krishna or the Avatara has to come with them. So I think there is some link with them. If they come, the Avatar comes. The Avatars will not come from you and me. It seems only he will come to a Hiranyakashipu or a Ravanasura or a Kumbhakarna It seems like that. I have never seen that the avatar has come for any sage or a rishi. I'm trying to think. I think they have always come for them. Why I'm telling all these things is, are you now understanding the importance of Parampuja Gurudev's stage in spiritual development in crores and crores of years? Just as since the time of Earth till Einstein's development, a matter is matter, energy is energy. But from Einstein there is a link up, a yoga, the yoga of matter and energy. Now the same thing we find in Parampuja Gurudev's life. This is the first time the humans, for the first time, they could understand about evolution. Parinama kramamu. That is the thing what is the first jump, just like the atomic energy in matter. The evolution. And when an evolution, it naturally comes up, just like the matter energy, the man and divine. Probably, I couldn't tell you the exact equation to you, just as mass and energy are now together. They are not different. Matter is something else and energy is something else. Well, energy changes to matter and matter changes to energy. The same thing is now happening to humanity. The humans now become divine. And of course, the reverse will also naturally happen. The divine will come back to humans. Now the evolution on planet Earth is now in a very wonderful place where the devas and humans go together in evolution. That is the change which Parampuja Gurudev has telling us to understand now. Is now humans can jump into divine and divine can come back into matter, human, and human can change themselves. They can become divine or they can become human. So that is what I am trying all of us to understand, that this is the most important thing in humans for the first time on humanity. There were cycles of yogas, the Satya Yuga, the Treta Yuga, the Dwapara Yuga, the Kali Yuga, a fixed time periods. Well, it went on and on and on and on. Well, that's how things happen. But now in 2011, this is the centenary, where you just find that now humans can say, well, if they want to become divine, well, we won't. If matter can change into energy, a human can become divine. And naturally, the divine if it wants into the physical world, now they are interested. Because when the humans are also becoming in evolution divine, and if divine can come back and begin to the human being, then well, the way of life the way of civilization, the type of so-called religions will all will become helpful. Everything will be completely changed. So this is the first level which Parampuja Gurudev has given us to us. If you are interested, well, a human can become divine. You know that the evolutions, the steps, and just anyone in the world can become an engineer by using a few years. And of course, not only a few or 5 years, he has to give some money for it also. And then you have to get some pratibha to become an engineer. You can just become an engineer by going into the college. You should have a pratibha. So these three, the time, the money, and the pratibha, these three are the basic things what the Gayatri Mantra is specially. The three padas of Gayatri is nothing but the three points in life, the time, the money and the talent. If you can use it, you can get whatever you want. The three basics are, you should know you have to give a time to get something, and then you have to get some money, and naturally these two will not help. You have a talent, a pratibha to do in a particular way. If you want an engineer, you have to go to the Mast Physical MPC group. And if you want a doctor, you have to go to the BZC group. And naturally, if you have the sap which is the basis of a dream to grow, the sap, the prana, and maybe it is in us also, the sap, then use it. With this, I give the first stage of today's class. Now, you people, you also interact. Just always think to me, you, in between them also you get interact. Please try to learn how to learn together. You are not able to understand that you are just hearing as if what a Buddha, a real Buddha, react not only to me, but to all of us. Involve, and at least try to learn how to think a group discussions. So I'm waiting. It is not that it should always be me talking about it. We have so many things we are reading. We can talk about what we are doing now or what you wanted to drink something else. And not to me. So, evolution means, so the evolution is something very different from expansion. As I am talking it, now you understand the difference, what I am trying to tell, the question what evolution is different from expansion. Now, all of you, those who are hearing it, evolution and the development of consciousness. Evolution is development of, say, a small child comes to his youth. That is evolution. But when he comes to that particular age, then there is no evolution is coming there. Then what is happening? The consciousness is going into what we should see in the horizontal way. Am I clear? Evolution is something vertical. Can put those definitions, what I am telling, if you of every one of you can tell. Evolution as upwards you call. I say evolution is vertical. And the development of consciousness, well, it is horizontal. Can we say like that? Whether really the English words mean the same thing or not, let us have this thing for us to all of us. The evolution is vertical, and, well, that's right, spiral also. Evolution is vertical and spiral. How wonderful, 525. Then the horizontal thing. No, not circles, spiral. Because if it is circle, well, it means in the same vritta. That's the same thing. And now, when you are giving your pradakshinas in temples, is it circular or spiral? Pradakshina. Okay? So now you have to remember one thing. In the pradakshinas, you are doing pradakshina. All of you are going about this shloka. I am talking with evolution. Don't think I am going away somewhere else. Jnani kanicha papani jnana jnana krutanicha. Jnani kanicha papani jnata jnana krutanicha tani sarvani nashyanti pradakshinayam pade pade. Now, I was telling you about the evolution. Now you see this shloka. The thing is, the first thing in pradakshina is important about pada pada. Pada pada. Pada?
Pade
pade. Pade pade. Pade pade. Step after step, again and again. Step by step, again and again. So the first step of, if you want to evolve something, what you have to do, this shloka gives us. Whenever you use a step, whenever you put your step, not only in pradakshina, anywhere, then what happens? When you do it in a pradakshina way, pradakshinayam pade pade, that is the real crux of the entire development of evolution. What is it you are doing it? Suppose the planets, they are doing their pradakshina around the sun in the same way, every day, years and years and years, crores and crores of years. The only thing the planets are doing about the sun are pradakshina pade pade. All of you understood this point? Those who understood this point, a planet or you? the same thing is happening. Even though you are on earth, wherever you want to go and do, do you know that the Pradakshina is doing its Dakshina as it was continuously from crores of years? Is this clear? When I say earth, I mean all the planets. Is this very clear? So whether you like it or not, about a Pradakshina around the sun, even stars are around in its own way. And do you know that the sun by himself is going on into another one, doing his Pradakshinas? So the basic thing in evolution is to go run and round to evolve. The planets around the sun. And we? We'll see. I will say a bit later. But I come back again the shloka. Yani kanicha. The shloka is Yani kanicha papani. Is it a correct shloka? Okay. Whatever it is, the meaning is okay. Yani kanicha papani. Jnati ajnata krutanicha. Yani kanicha papani. Whatever papa. And let us always remember, if you really know the meaning of papa, means that you are going down, you are coming down the evolution. Instead of going up, when you are going down, we call it as papa. The real definition of papa, sin, is this. Always remember it. And always, 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 always you remember it. So the best thing is, you have, all of you write it in the web. Papa is the word utilized to download your evolution. One by one. Repeat the answer. Papa means lower evolution. A thing which gives you to a lower evolution. Anyone else? You have to repeat the same thing. Because I thought that is the only way in which I make you see that you will ring with me. Papa means coming down the evolution, yes? Papa is a... No. Not a... What baby? Papa, that's right. Papa is no doubt about it, a small word. Papa means going down in the evolution. Is this all of you clear? Now you see the shloka. Yani kanicha papani. Jnata ajnata. So, the going down into the evolution, when we do something, we may do it knowingly. And maybe sometimes we may do it with not knowing that we are doing something. Now, yani kanicha papani jnata jnata krutanicha tani sarvani nashyanti. All these negative evolution is removed by the pradakshina pade pade. Do you think what is the shloka is talking about here? A solution to all of your things which you pull down to evolution. This will mix to make you understand how you can so easily go into the upper depth, upper level of evolution. If you know the real pradakshina, yani kanicha papani jnata ajnata krutanicha తాని సర్వాణి నశ్యంతి ప్రదక్షిణాయాం పదే పదే. నౌ కెన్ యూ నౌ అండర్స్టాండ్ వన్ థింగ్? ఫర్ నౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫర్ హార్ట్ అండ్ బీపీ అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ద డాక్టర్స్ హ్యావ్ స్పెసిఫికలీ సెట్ అట్లీస్ట్ టేక్ 1 hour ఆర్ 2 hours ఆఫ్ walking. And nowadays almost all the doctors are specifically said that you should go for walking. And when this is meant, it naturally means that you are not walking to go to a hall, or you can go to a temple, or you want to go to a office or to a market or whatever you use. He says you just do the walking. Walking of generally in the mornings. Do you know, this is exactly what the doctors are asking people, that whether you know or you don't know the reasons for your instapapa diseases, tani diseases all nashyanti pradakshinayam by morning walking. No, I think I have given you a good day. Very good? So, that is the real meaning of morning walking. It removes all your sins. And you know that all the papas are because of some diseases. You are diseased because of some sins, especially eating. The sin of not eating it correctly is
treadmill
walk. Why not? No doubt about it. Pade pade, one step, another step, 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 step. That's all. Whether doing it in the same place, whether you want, wherever you are doing your step, you know that the earth is moving with a tremendous speed round the sun. So the entire human beings are having pradakshina. We are not aware of it. So treadmill, no doubt about it, is a pradakshina. The only definition of pradakshina is pade pade, step, 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 that's all. Whether it is in the same play or in a way running, or whatever it is doing, the only thing is the legs must move as if it is walking. But in treadmill, be careful about something with your knees and ankles, and maybe about the waist also. If you don't work it properly in treading mill, you'll have some pains. Well, anything which is done slowly and correctly is never dangerous. Okay, am I to continue? Is it going on? Or there is the one, huh? I say, here it is wrong. Okay. So, what I am saying, all these things is, I am talking about an evolution. And what is the other thing?
Consciousness.
Huh?
Consciousness.
Development of consciousness. Is it that? Expansion of consciousness and evolution. For this I have given you this shloka and all these things. Evolution of consciousness, I don't wear the other word. What is the other word? Expansion of consciousness and
evolution
are two different things. Write that again. How can I always say that word? Now, the expansion of consciousness and evolution are two different things. you can think that expansion of consciousness is like the expansion of a glowing balloon. It is there. It was drying and something very small. You put in them a lot of gas, it expands. But it is there. Its place has not changed. Whereas in evolution, it is no more a balloon, it is something else, completely different. A 9th class student and a 10th class student has evolved. There is no change in expansion. I don't know all these expressions. Now could I tell you the difference? Evolution is going to a 10th class to the intermediate. And expansion of consciousness is where in the first college here the entering into the first class and getting into the examination. The same class, but it is expanding. At evolution, he jumps. So the expansion of consciousness and evolution of consciousness are two different things. The expansion of consciousness is in the same class, but it is expanding to higher level of the class. And in evolution, he jumps to the other class. It is completely different from the other class. Right? There are two different things. That is what I told. Expansion of consciousness is like in the horizontal way. In evolution, is a jump. Yes. Expansion. Naturally. You have to expand the class of 1 year. Go to the exam. Even when you are giving the exam, you are expanding the class. And you practice when the exam is over and you pass, your evolution jumps. Am I clear? Yes, evolution is a jump of a higher level jump. Evolution, it goes on, but consciousness we have to improve. You can take it. And if you want a scientific physical word, we can say electron evolving in the same orbit is consciousness, and then when he goes to the higher level, it evolves. The electron in the same orbit is not evolution, but consciousness is going on. But it goes to the higher orbit of the electron, it jumps to evolution. Am I clear in the chemistical, practical example? I think the evolution is a jump. A jump to what? In consciousness, evolution, higher level. First orbit, second orbit, third orbit. And then this is a good example there. From plant kingdom to animal kingdom is a jump. From Baha to Jana. Manava to
Devamana.
Right. Tamasic to
Sattvic.
A No doubt it is a jump, but a smaller jump. It is almost like taking the third year, third month examination, 6 months examination, tamasic to sattvic. The annual examination is a higher jump. That is the exact word, jump to next higher level. No doubt, yes, as Ratnakar is saying, to enter into Maha, yeah, that is a jump, that is evolution. That's right. We have finished the Bhur, the Bhuvaha, the Swaha, and now we are jumping to, you can jump like that. We have finished Bhur, Bhuvaha and Swaha. It depends on you. You can take it. And these three steps, you can understand in that Vamana, the three steps. That is the exact meaning of Vamana, the three gems. So now the things are very clear. I was trying you to tell you about the first thing what Parampuja Gurudev has said this. Anyone who is to evolve can take the jump now. And that doesn't mean this is the only time you will get it. Every year anyone who wants it can do it every day from now. And the moment he jumps to that, he becomes a divine. Anyone who can this Bhur, Bhuvaha, Swaha, it jumps. And that is the real meaning of Gayatri Mantra. Om, Bhur, Bhuvaha, Swaha should jump to Tat Savitur Varenyam, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. And now when you people are trying to jump to Devas, how can he stop you? And I also want to jump. So, same place? Okay, whatever it is said. In all cases of evolution, physical body stays where it was. No doubt about it. When you read in your ninth class, when you put your postgraduate, when you are in your office, while you have become, what you said, a very, very retired man, the physical body is there. So the change is not of the body, but it is of the mind. You jump to the higher levels, from physical to emotion, from emotion to mental, and of course from mental to intuitional mind. The quote by Osho, my answer are not going to bring you questioning to an end. My answer are going to create 1,000 more questions in you. So this question and answer race, which is an intellectual race, leads nowhere until the mind drops. The questionings will continue. Oh, that's good. Literally correct. That is what we are talking always this. Somewhere you have to jump from mind to abstract mind. Jai Gurudev.